battling the cold. Good afternoon with a KUAC Yukon Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Temperatures again dipped to extremes this morning along the Yukon Quest Trail between Circle and Dawson City. Eagle officially registered minus 40, while readings of 50 below or colder were unofficially reported at low points elsewhere along the Yukon and 40 Mile Rivers. The severe cold makes running and caring for dogs difficult, but it's not preventing Quest teams from making steady progress toward the race's halfway point at Dawson.
I love Dawson. It's my favorite place in the world. But it's also super cold out, so you got to be careful.
Two-time past Quest champion Hugh Neff is traveling mid-pack this year. Neff says his wife took their top leaders on the shorter Yukon Quest 300, and he's conservatively running a mix of old-timers and newbies, an experience he likens to babysitting.
I'm watching a bunch of dogs looking around going, where the heck am I? But the older dogs totally know where they're going, so at the same time they're looking around my old guy up in front who's twice, you know, he's a lot older than anyone. He's just digging in going, come on, I'll show you. So it's sort of fun to watch. I mean, the dogs are actually teaching each other more than me doing anything. So just try to keep it lighthearted and happy.
Another mid-pack musher, Quest rookie Severin Cathry of Switzerland, says river conditions on the run into Eagle pose more of a challenge than the extreme temperatures.
Cold I'm used to, but not the ice. Like, that's the first time our team was on the glare ice out there. But they did good so far. One little tangle, but we made it anyway.
Cathry reports getting a little disoriented approaching Eagle around 5 this morning.
At one point I thought I passed the checkpoint. I thought I'm already on the way to Dawson. That was like almost a little bit scary out on the ice, not knowing where you exactly are.
Cathry is one of 20 mushers still in the race and among several on the 150-mile run from Eagle to the Dawson City halfway point. Quest frontrunner Alan Moore is expected to be first into Dawson tonight. With help from KUAC Zoe Rome on the Yukon Quest Trail, and Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.